Welcome back for another episode of the Stoutcast podcast. You know, I've always found it to be, you know, gauche and tactless and just juvenile for podcast hosts to record their episodes in their garage. Just seems unseemly and immature. There's a lot, just seems rudimentary, perhaps, you know, in the production value. So that's why, surrounded by millions of cardboard boxes and a tarp and cans of gasoline, we're in my nephew Josh's garage. So much better. So different. So cooler. So elevated. And it's actually our great niece's first birthday today. And by our, I mean me and frequent co-host Matthew Gauthier. We are, and also Josh Gauthier. We're going to sample five beverages, two of which have come from the new Track 424 brewery in the Central Valley. And then we have three others from various places around the West Coast. Matthew, how are we doing?
Doing great. Done many beer tastings in this very same garage.
Yeah.
Not stouts, but pretty much you name it. We've you know, it's never been much of a garage. It was more of a, you know, beer sipping facility, so... You know, here we are, back home.
Beer sipping facilities are always welcome, and there's going to be a lot of beer sipping going on here in a couple of months because the Gauthier family reunion is set to take place with the 15 brothers and sisters, some or all, and kin. So we're looking at what, 85 to 100 right now.
At least.
So it's that's going to be a festival in itself. So we're going to go lowest to highest in terms of alcohol by volume. And the first one we're going to sample is, that's Nat Sound, that's an old broadcasting trick, is the Angry Horse Brewing White Horse Blonde Stout. 6.2% alcohol by volume, roasted coffee with an infusion of caffeine. Our thoughts about blonde stouts. I don't think we've had too many, you and I.
We haven't.
I've had several. And on occasion, I find one that's, to me, really good as a coffee stout because that's about all I can taste in it. But it's generally the, you know, it's really, it shouldn't be a stout. It's, in my opinion, should be, because it doesn't have malt. So that sort of, you know, negates the whole definition of the type. But if you put enough sugar and enough coffee and enough other things in it, then you can kind of get somewhere close. So we'll talk. The can art's not bad. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's a white horse outline in front of what looks like wooden fencing. There seemed to be some lettering on the fencing. No idea. And then a label of gray above that with black on the top and the Angry Horse Brewing in red with white letters. As far as can art goes, not bad.
It's cute.
Sure. I give it a B. What's interesting is when you crunch it, you can hear the lining, the specially lined can. So Keystone was onto something when they did the specialty line can, and now a lot of brewers are doing it. Wow, the first thing I get is lager.
Exactly.
It's just Coors Light. Or Miller Lite. Yeah, it looks like Miller Lite, I gotta say, I like Miller Lite.
That's why I wasn't saying anything.
Dude, your job is to say something.
I get it, but I just, you know.
You're getting paid. You're getting paid. Big bucks.
In beer. Yeah, not getting a whole lot of, you know, for a stout cast, this kind of almost doesn't really seem to fit the category. But, I mean, it's light. If you don't want to get too full and, you know, too heavy and whatever, it's you know, definitely good for that. But, yeah, it's... It's almost the consistency or the color of like a golden ale, really, right?
What's ironic is that we were actually drinking it out of Miller Lite mugs, which I didn't even notice until right now. I'm just going to take a pic. This is going to be the picture that's going to go on the website with the beverages. So I try to do that. I try to put pictures next to the beverages whenever possible, and that way you can know what it's supposed to look like when you go to the store. It's good, but the question is, if you, like you said, if you were, you know, you're up for, a family affair, you're going to be there for 6-7 hours, you want to try some different types of beer, why would you have 2 beers in one here when you can have literally a Miller Lite and get the same thing for half of the alcohol?
Yeah, well, I think Miller Lite's, despite the glass, is kind of knocking it down quite a bit. I mean, it's not bad. It's actually good. It's just knowing that you're going to get these nice, thick, delicious stouts here momentarily. This just doesn't seem to fit the category. This is more like, I would say it's more like, it looks and kind of, to me, tastes more like a golden ale. Right. So,
well, it is a golden stout. So
yeah, okay.
So, you know, for a beer, for a beverage, and here's the thing. Here's the difficult thing for our rating system is for a beer, it's good.
Yeah.
It's a good beer.
Yep.
For a stout, it does not meet any of the criteria, whether it be for the flavors. There is no coffee, by the way, that I can taste. If there is, maybe, you know what? Actually, in the 6-pack, there were 3 beers and then there were 3 cups of coffee right next to it. I think I was supposed to bring the 3 cups of coffee with it. And then that,
and me, you know, chugging down half that birthday cake right before I came in here didn't, you know.
We palate cleansed well, like professionals. Yeah. I think that's how the beer judges do it at the state fair. See episode 71. I don't know. It's good.
It is. It's good.
For a stout, it's...
If I'm going for a stout, I'm not going for this. Would I drink this beer? Absolutely. It's good. It's a good beer. It's just... Yeah. Not what I'm expecting from a stout at all.
So this is where it's like, it's good, to me, it's good / fail.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is unfair.
I would agree.
No, yeah. which is confusing. All right. The next beer we're going for is the Epidemic Ales. And their logo is one of my favorites. It's the skeleton chugging beverage with the yellow background and the Epidemic Ales in red. I think Epidemic Ales, I think, came out before COVID. But this is OG Nightshade. Can art is dark. There is some painting. There's some sort of something going around in the background. There's a hill maybe, and there's a flower there. Nightshade is, of course, a poisonous plant and flower that usually has berries on it. Andrew Moffat, my son, has eaten some.
Right. Witches use it in their brew all the time. Sorry.
It's a good point. Yeah. You're not.
I have Newt all the other pertinent ingredients.
We had to call poison control after I found that he had eaten the nightshade because I didn't know what it was. And then, cheers. Yeah. And, yeah, no, we're begging for more. The color is very, very red. Very berry-esque, and I'm guessing, let's hear. We're going OG style with a release of our Nightshade Stout. It's a malty, roasty, bittersweet chocolate stout with a long-lasting, creamy head. We kept the hops to a bitter minimum, which really allows the chocolate malts to shine. Get ready to be won over by the original gangster. This is Epidemic Ales in Concord, California, and this is an 8.5% with 53 IBU, which is bitter international. Yeah. Is it international bitterness units? I'm probably gonna have to cut that out because if I'm wrong, then it'll sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, wait a minute. All right. So the can art's okay. It's good. I guess it's cute. It's dark. It's one thing where like a lot of the brewers, because it's a stout, they feel like they have to go dark with the label. So, I mean, I've got a ton of beers in my fridge that are all black with all white letters. I'm like, I'm not sure how you separate those.
That's unique. What gets me about this is the color. It's just not a dense, you know, extremely dark brown or black. Like, it's almost got a little bit of a purplish cast to it.
Well, and that's
just kind of...
That's what I was saying when I poured it. It was like, it's like berry.
It looked
like
berry. A lot more when you were pouring it. It looked a lot more kind of... A little purplish, but
it is. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what might be causing that color. It's got a decent aftertaste to it, and by decent I mean lengthy and unwelcomed, which could be, did it say there's supposed to be coffee in it? Bittersweet chocolate. Oh, there we go. Okay. So it's the chocolate, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Which is the bitterness. It's okay. After you thumped the phone on the table, then yes. Saying sorry. Well, absolutely.
Yeah, I think
that'll make it easier for me to edit.
These cheesy microphones didn't pick that up anyway.
So. Good.
All right. It's
but it does. There's something in the finish that's kind of lingering there. That's not. I don't know. To me, it's almost. And this isn't like super high alcohol, right?
It's 8.5.
It is 8. Okay.
Yeah, I think the chocolate, I think the bittersweet chocolate, I think the malts may have been a little over roasted, and I think they went a little bit too far with the bitter. Maybe they went on the side of the bittersweet chocolate instead of the sweet chocolate.
It's definitely the bitter. It's going to the bitter side on the finish, which, you know.
If you like.
It's fine, yeah. That's some people's wheelhouse, not mine. Some people like, you know, peaty scotch and not my wheelhouse, but, you know, it's a little bitter for me, but it's good. If I were to crack this can and have this same taste, it's like, are you going to finish the beer? Of course I am. You know,
yeah,
it's fine.
I don't know if I'm going to, it's 8.5%. So you're drinking almost three beers, you know, three normal lagers in one. I'm definitely like looking for people to share this with. And not because I'm enjoying it so much, because I'd like to get to another beer that I like better.
I'm thinking just strictly, not the alcohol, but just, you know, alcohol aside, would I drink this whole beer? Sure.
Well, the drinkability of it, much like physicality when they're matriculating down the field. What did I hear the other day on a football broadcast? I believe it was the...
Matriculating.
I believe it was the catchability. I think it was the catchability.
Oh, nice.
Of the player. Yes, his ability to catch the ball, also known as hands. Yeah, I don't really like the taste. I'm not crazy about the finish. And I would probably go fair.
That's where I am. I'm just going to, as long as you keep giving the ratings first, I'm just going to keep going. Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's a good idea. Yeah. That way you'll never be...
Wrong.
Right. I was going to say. All right. So far, my apologies for what I brought. I think the White Horse is much more enjoyable than the Nightshade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got coated mouth right now. All right. Let's try the two that you brought.
Okay.
Which are, you can easily tell the two apart because they're so different.
They're identical twins.
One has the number 23 on it, and one has the number 24 on it.
Yep.
The first one is the Black Cask Imperial Stout. It's got fancy wax on it, which if you have the giant Miller Lite bottle opener, you can cut through. We might as well call this the Miller Lite episode, because right now Miller Lite's killing it. It's brewed by the...
Trek 424 Brewery.
Right. I was going to try to get you to say the name for me.
Trek 424 Brewery.
S-C-I-A-B-I-C-A. Oh,
so Sabika is a olive oil, rather large olive oil producing facility in Modesto, California. And it's one of the sons. One of the Sabika sons is the one that kind of branched out and started making beer. He actually... tried it before they actually opened their tasting room a few years ago. He came by a wine tasting event we were having with his beers, and I was like, oh heaven, we got some beer. But it was actually really good. He was real proud of his beer, and he brought a few growlers, and they were not stouts though, but it was an IPA and I think a brown ale or I don't know, I forget the second one, but they're good. Nice guy. And I was really glad that they opened not far from my house, which is, a blessing and a curse. But,
right.
You know, glad they're here.
Well, they definitely have the smooth wax thing going on because it looks great. I mean, it's very stylish.
It does.
And it came in a cardboard box.
Yeah, like a two-pack.
Paper,
it's
right?
A vertical tasting. So one's a 2023. I don't know if you can call
beer vintage, but one's from 2023, and then there's a 2024.
Well, it's got enough alcohol in it, absolutely, because it ages.
Almost.
So if I were going to make any record, I mean, I like the dramatic, you know, black label with the white letters, and the white letters are in, like, military font, whatever you call that. I mean, it's, you know, it's dramatic. You know what you're getting. You're not going to go, where is there a stout? Do they make a stout? You're going to find it. But it's also a lot like a lot of other breweries. But their logo, the sticker that's on the box, is great. It's orange. It's circular, for one, which is cool. It's got hops in the middle, track 424, some wheat chaff, and then brewery, and the name of the family, and then it's orange on the outside. So it's very dramatic and very cool. In fact, I asked you if you had a sticker from them, which I could add to the beer fridge, and which I know you're going to make that happen.
It's coming in your Christmas card next year. Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Might even throw an extra one in there for you.
There you go.
Yes.
So the beer art is kind of a, I mean, it's dramatic, it's fine, it's whatever. It does tell you what's in it, which is, by the way, a delightful journey through rich, dark chocolate notes that chug alongside deep red berry sweetness. See, that's what I was expecting, was red berry sweetness for the last one, and didn't get any. You know, I should have Andrew come in and try the nightshade one, since he's actually had the berries, and see if he can... No, he's 13.
I'll get my EpiPen and...
There you go. Share this bottle with a friend, and as you sip, let it remind you of the holidays, when warmth and togetherness fill the air, just like the comforting flavors in this brew. All right. Yeah. Well, whoever the writer is for this is doing a great job, short and sweet, and has a romantic notion about what you're going to get. It's going to bring you closer to your friends and family.
Yep. Well, and yeah, and the packaging is, they spared nothing, you know?
Yeah.
It's just kind of unique. Even if you were to see this on a shelf next to a whole bunch of other, you know, stouts or whatever, the same size beers on a shelf, the wax dipping is just... You know, just a whole nother level.
If you want to get something nice, you're like, hey, my brother likes stouts. I'm like, you know, we'll get the, you know, and you get two different beers in the same thing, instead of being forced to buy, you know, six beers for whatever out of the six pack.
Most importantly, though, I don't know, I like it. It's malty. This is when I'm going for a stout. This is what I'm going for. You know. Consistency is good. It's got a good, look at that freaking head on it. It's good. It's delicious chocolate, but not like overly chocolate and sweet. It's got coffee.
I'm getting the bitterness.
It's a great balance. I love it.
I'm getting the coffee. And
I don't think we mentioned the alcohol, right? It's
10.4
or something.
No, this is 9.2 on this one.
Okay.
The next one is 10.
Okay. But I mean, for that much alcohol, it's you wouldn't know, you know. I think it's well balanced. Wonderful.
Well, so you're on board. What are you going to give it? It's excellent, very good, good, fair, poor, and cat.
I'm saying it's very good. Close to the border of excellent myself. I think it's very good.
What would make it excellent?
Maybe if it was half the price. No.
That would do it.
No, I don't know. I'm I'm kind of stingy on my, you know, optimum rating. So
no, that's fine. And when you get hit with an excellent, you're like, holy cow!
There's a holy cow. But I give it very good. I think it's very good.
So. I've got one taste. One note, and I'm not crazy about it.
Okay.
It's kind of bitter.
I'm kind of impressed also, just for the age of it. You know, usually it should be kind of, you know. I'm kind of curious how the newer one's going to be.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, holding up that well for that long is kind of impressive, I think.
And I'm not sure where, and I don't know if anybody really knows where the line is, alcohol content wise, as to how long the beer's gonna be good. You would think in a can where it's sealed, there's no air, you've got a pretty good chance of, you know, of have, and it's, you know, refrigerated, that it's gonna be good for a while with as much alcohol's in it.
Sure.
I I think this is a little bit better than the Nightshade, but not by much. I'd go fair to good instead of fair.
Wow.
What's awesome is if they're promising these notes, right? Fruity flavor, chocolate, you know, robust, whatever. And I'm expecting to get all of those at one time or another, and I'm not. So I have hashtag sad face now.
I know. Maybe too much birthday cake for you, you know?
Maybe. Our niece, by the way, like a war, she got into the frosting, discovered that she likes it, and then proceeded to smear it all over her face as she was trying to cram it into her face. Yeah. She's kind of adorable.
Her arm looked like a little tiny excavator tearing into the side of a big frosting hill.
It was.
And just...
I was in the back of my head, though, I was trying to think about what your dad would say as she was double dipping, as she was going back in.
Oh,
because,
my God.
Because, I mean, if there's one thing that drove that man crazy, it was when you dipped in the dip with the potato chip, and then you went back with the same potato chip. Yes, he would lose his mind. I don't think he'd hold it against the one-year-old, though. But who knows?
Yeah,
who
you knows? Know, I don't know. It's never too early to straighten them out.
That's right. Yeah. All right.
That was lovely. Sorry, it's beer. That was really good. Sorry, it's a beer thing.
Lovely's fine.
Wine, I can say lovely. Beer is fine.
All right. Now I got to try to put this down on the table without making it clunk.
You're doing
one, hovering, and touchdown. That was pretty nice right there. I'm not sure what it's going to hear like. It's probably going to be like, dunk!
Yeah.
All right. Wow, the head on this is fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
This is the twin brother to what we just had. This is the 2024 version.
Yeah, this is the next generation. This is Black Cask, the next generation. This one, I think, has Corey Feldman replacing some of the actors in the original one. I saw a meme today. Now I'm going to have to put it in the podcast. Is Corey Feldman singing at the Super Bowl at a halftime show?
I will not rest until Corey Feldman is performing at Super Bowl 2024 halftime show.
Yeah, he's not much of a singer. He'd make a good president, but not a very good singer.
Hey, do you remember that's a good point. Yeah. Now I'm thinking about it. Let's hear Feldman, Trump, or Harris. Who do you think America would vote
for? That'd be pretty much a dead heat, I think.
That would be there would be a lot of people who would just vote for Feldman just because,
you know,
he wasn't one of the other two. Yeah. I should see if we could try to get Feldman to run as a libertarian maybe in 28. I'll work on that. You remember what I said we were expecting in the previous beer?
Yes.
The label does not change at all. It says the exact same thing. So let us not waste any time with that. 50 bitter units and 10% alcohol on this one. This is the 24 Black Cask Imperial Stout.
See, I like that even better. I'm still not going to go excellent, but...
I like it better, too. I like it better for a number of reasons.
It's... Okay.
It's smoother.
Yeah.
It's a little sweeter. I'm getting a little booze there. I'm getting waves with this one. To me, it's much more evolved. I think I'm supposed to stick my pinky finger out in the air when I say evolved, but it just seems like there's more to it.
It's funny. You would think with the extra percentage of alcohol, it would be a little harsher, but it's actually, it is. I find it smoother as well. Really nice.
Yeah. It's smoother, sweeter. The aftertaste is better, and it's boozier. So I'd go probably. I'll have another one, but I think I'd say somewhere in the neighborhood, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. This is one that I would share. Because I like people, and I wanted them to taste something, you know, different. That one I got a little bit of the bitter
Yeah,
a little bit of the bitter at the end. Yeah,
not nearly as much as the last year.
No,
one, the 23.
No.
But it's
of course, very, I also got some. Balanced, I also got more foam too with that one, and that's where often bitter things go.
I don't know. That's just delightful.
Yeah. So same rating, or are you gonna bump it? You're gonna bump it a little.
No.
You like it better?
I do.
Well, if the last one was very good.
It was.
Then what's this
one? Very good plus.
So very good slash excellent?
No.
It's not an excellent, but it's very good slash excellent.
It's very close to it, but yeah. It's
very good plus.
Yes.
And the finale. Coronado Brewing Company with a mermaid in the logo.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not a merman?
It could be a merman with breasts and a long, flowing bit of hair trailing,
okay, we'll just
trailing behind. The mermaid is the mermaid's holding a beer with. It's apparently it's a flying mermaid because the froth and the beer would not. Anyway, it's a cute logo. I like it. It's not a circle exactly. It's sort of a squiggly. What would you call it? Thing. Anyway, this is.
It looks like you're looking at the top of a bottle cap, with the little ridges around the edge.
You're super smart. This is a caramel currant pastry stout. So we have cocoa, caramel, coconut, Tahitian vanilla, and lactose. And if it says. So I don't know. It's currant with an E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was expecting fruit, and then when I found out, then I went back and checked the spelling, and then realized this is 10.3% alcohol by volume, is a little bit more than the last one, but I'm guessing it is going to wallop us with pastry flavors.
All right. Our guest taster just arrived.
Gentlemen.
Greetings.
You're live on the air.
How are you?
Excellent.
Good.
Stoutcast episode
73. Yeah.
Do you want us to get you a glass?
Bummer.
Do you want us to get you
a glass? 72.
No, it's 73. Too late. You were way off.
I don't really see another glass. There's kind of a hard hat over there. Can maybe dump it in there for you. And right. Or you go right out of the can.
Right.
You were, I believe both of you were in an episode. That was my birthday, wasn't it? Like 6 years ago?
Up,
it was like
up at your house?
Yeah, it was right before COVID hit. It was 2019.
Wasn't it Trace? Wasn't it me and Trace?
You and Trace?
Tom?
But you guys, weren't you guys there?
I don't recall.
I don't know either. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. I thought they came up. I don't know.
I don't know.
What's all this?
This is the podcast.
He's making a podcast right now. He's recording it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't kidding. No,
these black things with the microphone, with the stands.
I want the whole world to hear this. Hey, Tom, why don't you and Tracy, you're invited to come over to our house and hang out with us, okay?
Excellent. There. When?
There. You've been invited.
When?
Just right now. I invited you.
And there's Josh Gossier. You stumbled in. You missed it. Your dad just stumbled into a podcast, sits down, and then looks around and says, what's all this?
What are you, deaf?
There's one right behind that jug.
Kind of awesome.
It's probably nasty, but...
Yeah, so... you want to jump in and sample... You guys want to jump in and sample the last two and tell us what you think?
Here, this one will work.
Maybe not.
Was it for dog food?
I think it's for chicken. Chicken food. Those are tasty. Tom's checking out the...
Imperial Stout.
Yeah. Right. Oh, there you go.
All right.
Nice. So,
it's my last two. The other ones have...
No, that's fine.
All right, so we're gonna go back to the beginning with the White Horse from Angry Horse Brewing.
So this is a stout cast, so he only does stouts, and this is a blonde.
This is a blonde stout. So I'll give you one to you, and one to you. So yeah, so with Matt Gauthier, Tom Gauthier, and Josh Gauthier. Bob Gauthier Light. This is a blonde stout, or a golden stout, which is similar to a golden ale in theory.
Cheers.
Cheers.
L'chaim.
Oh, my God. What is this?
Yeah.
Right. So
yeah.
let's
we found it not very stouty.
Citrusy notes, but it kind of tastes like coffee. It's got a coffee taste to it.
It's supposed to have coffee.
But it's almost like a sour. The smell of it's almost like a sour at first.
Me, that was like a golden ale. Would I drink it? Absolutely. It was good. It's a good beer, but just not not when I'm going after stout. Yeah. So
what'd you think?
Well, since we're talking about immigration.
Really, we weren't. I think we're not talking about that at all. I'm pretty sure. No. As far as this, how close is this? Is this closer to stout or Miller Lite for you?
Well, stout than a Miller Lite, yeah, right. I mean,
which one's it? Does it taste more like a stout or more like Miller Lite?
Like a stout.
Bob thought it tasted more like Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Probably because he was in his Miller-like glass, but...
That could be it, too.
You know? No, I've had Miller Lite. Don't taste nothing like Miller Lite.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I guess you stand corrected.
Yeah. All right.
Well, to each his own, and everyone's taste buds are different, so...
Right. Yeah. And that's why we have the podcast, so that people with different taste buds can go, hey, that's awful, or hey, that's awesome. Or
it's that's sort awfully of awesome.
Yeah. All right, good deal. While we're sharing, would you like to try some of the OG Nightshade?
Not really.
Fair enough. All right. It's not actually made from Nightshade. That'd be weird if it were. I think that would be probably against the law.
Well, in that case.
Would you like some?
No.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Try this one. Right. It's yummy.
The greens are poisonous to chickens, but they can eat
creamy.
Just in case that fits in here.
All right.
Well, it would. If I had you near a microphone where I could use the audio, it would be great.
So they're jumping into the track 424, 2024
mm-hmm.
version.
Right.
Tom just made a freaking shot out of it.
Yeah. And now his eyes are his eyes are very wide open.
I said it was creamy.
It is creamy.
What's going on in here?
We're recording a podcast.
Yeah. You know. Come on in.
Right now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, try some stout.
Sure.
Yeah. What is there to try?
Here. Well, do you want a blonde ale first, or would you like a blonde stout first, or would you like a nightshade stout first, or would you like...
Start with the blonde.
The blonde. Okay.
You'll have more fun.
I don't know where it went.
What?
The blonde.
You won't be as smart. No.
Miller Lite.
Josh provided the.
We needed some inspiration.
Yes.
Okay. That's actually pretty good.
Okay. Does it taste anything like a stout?
This is Tracy, by the way.
A little bit. Yeah.
And she's trying. Which one is it, Bob?
This is the White Horse Blonde.
There we go.
Wait.
That's
there you go.
It's the same color as Miller Lite, but it's twice the alcohol.
Twice the alcohol?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
And that's the weakest one. Neck. There you go. That's the spirit.
There you go. Yikes. All right. There you go. That's the... this is supposed to have roasty, malty, bittersweet chocolate.
Mmm.
Supposed to be kind of sweet.
To me, that one, the finish on that one was a little bit like a sour.
Not
full on,
yeah,
but it was a little bit bitter, and it just, it was a little bit.
I could taste the bitter.
Yeah, I think that's a consensus.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even Tom's silence counts as part of that consensus.
Yes.
Tom who?
Tom.
Yeah.
He left.
He's the gentleman sitting to your left.
You can definitely taste it at the end.
Yeah, so that's 8.5%. So that's almost three beers.
Next.
Okay.
Nice. This is Track 424. This is a fairly new brewery in Modesto.
Which one is this? Oh, okay, Track
424. Yeah.
This is the 2-year-old.
That's the 23.
Give
a
little more beer and a little less foam.
That's the 23.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So they had kind of a like a
in wine you can do a vertical, so you can taste the same wine from the same winery from 1 year to the next and kind of just see the difference. Mm-hmm. So they did the same thing with these beers. They got a 2023 version of their stout, and then this other one is the 2024 version.
Oh, okay.
Same thing.
I can still taste that.
Yeah.
That last one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heard that.
Yeah. Don't eat that.
Don't eat that.
Hi.
Come on in.
That one tastes a little sweet.
That's nice.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Another Gautier came in. We're having Gautier Fest. And then she's gone.
That's about as much as my wife ever appears on one of the episodes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you think?
I like it. It's good. Right. I like the first one the best.
Oh, right. Wow. Does the Marlboro Light sort of balance out the flavors any? Does it counter with the sweetness?
It gives a little tobacco finish.
Gives,
yeah.
Gives a little. Yeah, that's right. That's it. I just wondered. Yeah, just asking for a friend.
Nice.
This is my second choice, and then the bitter one, the third.
Oh, the
this is the last one you can actually, last bar you can actually drink in right here, or I mean smoke in right here.
Yeah, right.
You know?
The Gautier family bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come in.
Who's driving home, by the way? That's good, because at the rate you're going.
Really?
Yeah, because this is a 9.2%.
No, that one's 10.
This is 10.
Yeah. The one you have is 9.
Yeah, there's a reason.
You're not just drinking it so fast?
There's a reason why we sample.
Hey, it's your pace. Yeah. You go right ahead. You got a DD, so.
What's this one?
It's the same thing. It's a year newer, and it's 0.8% more boozy.
More bougie.
Not as in shaboozy, as in
shabu. Oh my God! Don't even,
dude.
Chris loves that song. Everybody's at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody's in the garage getting tipsy.
That's right.
Yes.
No, this is the radio studio.
It is.
It's a multiplex room.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
We call it Studio Mariposa.
Recording
it's got
studio.
Just the right acoustics.
It really does.
So Tom, tell you what we're going to go see the Montreal Sharks game Tuesday night.
Oh, les habitants.
Can't wait.
Damn, you get there in time because you got to hear the Canadian national anthem.
Absolutely.
That's the highlight. And only when Montreal plays, they sing it in French.
Too much information. Come on. It's good.
Like any other Canadian team, they sing it in the whole thing in English. But when Montreal plays, they sing it in French.
Never know.
They do a
that.
Little bit in English, but they do it in French.
Huh.
Yeah.
The arena was booked solid. We were going to stay with Jessica and Charles, but they have the flu.
Too much information. Come on. Are you blind, people?
So we're staying at the Hotel Dianza, right there.
Oh, nice.
Right there on the street.
That's a cool spot.
Yeah. Nice walking
distance. Tuesday? That's Tuesday, right? Yeah.
It's good to be retired. Yeah. Tuesdays don't matter anymore.
Damn you.
I recommend it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you retired?
I am.
Nice. I didn't know that.
Too much information. Come on. Too much information. Come on.
As of September 30th.
Nice.
Finally.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm done.
Shit, I didn't know that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, Bob, we're ready for our next beer.
Yeah, I know.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I thought you were leaving.
No, I'm
late. I was waiting for him to go out and close the door.
I'm
going to go, we hate
Bob
that
Euchre.
Guy. We really got
out.
No,
hey,
but
Trent,
then he came back.
Open the door.
Damn it, Bob.
It's okay. I can open the door.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Why, now all the smoke's going out, Bob.
Just opening the door. How am I supposed to get that American spirit?
Man.
But no, that's fine.
That's kind of...
I can open the
door. Reminded me of...
All right, Eric.
My mom was here.
What?
Said it was reminding me of being in the house with mom.
All right, here we go.
Smoking away.
All right, we have, developed with a classic chewy caramel chocolate bar in mind, this imperial pastry stout is bolstered by smooth caramel, decadent cocoa, not regular cocoa, decadent cocoa, coconut, Tahitian vanilla, and creamy lactose. Dive in and ride the current of candy bar-like flavors while enjoying the wavy caramel vibes. You guys ever seen a wave of caramel?
Yeah,
no, but does that mean that's over 10 years old? Decade end?
Yeah. I think that's right.
Is that what that means? It's aged over 10 years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, the French...
You guys wouldn't have picked up on that. Yeah.
The French say decade NT.
Yeah.
But in America...
I've been giving Bob vocabulation lessons out here.
All right.
Like you wouldn't believe. Nice. Yeah.
It's going to help this podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, let me finish my cigarette.
Mine.
Merci.
Beaucoup.
That's good.
All right. So we're looking for sweet pastry stout. It's a big fat head. It's going to take a minute. Huh, it smells like American Spirit.
Nobody gives head like Bob.
That's definitely sweet.
Oh, wow.
It is very sweet.
That's chocolate bomb right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It tastes very decadent.
Well, that's what they said, right? They want it like some kind of caramel something candy bar, right?
Wavy caramel.
Wavy caramel, yeah.
But it was something about a candy bar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like a... Yeah. I melted a candy bar and then put a shot of alcohol in it, shot of moonshine in it, and here we go. It's actually nice. I shouldn't bag on it. Color's good. The body's good. It's got a nice, lovely, what you would expect from a stout head on it.
But how about the legs, though?
Yeah, none of these are panning out on the legs.
That's
annoying.
The coconut.
It's good.
The coconut provides
it
the
is,
sweetness.
It is. It's got coconut.
The caramel
coconut
provides
and chocolate just
sweetness. But it's not overly sweet, I don't think. There's enough booze. I mean, I definitely know that there's booze in there.
Nah, it tastes very nice.
And this is 10, what is this?
10.3.
Did you bring all of these?
I brought the two bottles.
And then you had the other ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it delivers as promised.
From that description,
I like a mix of sweetness and the booze. It's probably my favorite type of stout, so it pretty much hits me in my wheelhouse.
There you go.
I gotta hit my wheelhouse one.
There is a.
I would give it a good. It's to me, it's just too sweet.
Yeah, it's too sweet for me.
Almost syrupy, but it's just sweet, man. The ones in the bottle, the 424s were. Had a good balance. You get some coffee, some chocolate. It wasn't too. This is a. But I mean, that's just my preference. This one's sweeter than I would.
Bottoms up.
Yeah.
Oh, I should
probably call it Bob beer because it's so sweet.
Nah. Yeah. I have to record that.
You better not edit that out.
I have to record that in the sound archives and then have that for the special effects later on.
Well, thank you for the wonderful experience.
Well, thanks. Tom and Tracy Goetze, they're now leaving. Yes.
I'm glad you guys did, just because it's nice to get other perspectives on all of it and just kind of see how out of whack you are. So that was helpful.
Thank you.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
You got more?
Thank
all
you.
All of our listeners are now, right
yeah,
now,
all,
they're bidding you fair,
only cause
fair,
farewell. I'm an optimist.
And safe tidings.
You have tidings. To poo or pee?
Oh, my God.
Do not edit that.
I believe this is going to be called the T. Miller Light podcast.
Oh, Scott.
See what I did there? TMI. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I think that was the one I left for you last time I was here.
Crack it open.
You didn't have it.
Add it. Right. We got a
I think
we, bonus
I
bonus
think,
tasting here.
If you want, sure. Yeah.
Here's this mystery one.
That's another one I gave you. Yes. That is the Abraxas. It's an ale. It's not a stout.
Oh.
It's
can't do that.
But yeah, it should last forever.
Good Lord, this one's 12%.
Yeah.
So that would be your next one in line since we're...
Yeah, but it's a milk stout, so it should be nice and smooth.
I'll help you with this blonde one.
Okay. Safe
there
drinks.
You go.
All right.
And thank you.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye, listeners.
There you go. That's hilarious, man. Just so natural. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's yeah. Good. Just you want the raw opinion. That was it, man. Yeah, that there was you go. Perfect.
It's like a man on the street kind of thing. So yeah,
that was perfect, man.
We asked people and the,
Tommy,
bye.
We'll see you guys.
Take care.
We asked people in Mariposa what they thought about this beverage.
Take care.
I just don't like sweet alcohol. I don't like, you know, I don't like drinks with a bunch of sugary mixes in them. Just give me my scotch and let me go to town. So to me, it's just it's good. It's balanced. It's well made. It's just for my palate, it's just sweet. It's kind of, I don't want to say sugary, but it's just sweet for me.
Yeah, I'm confused by it.
This one I keep stealing sips of.
There you go.
It's glorious.
But that's the one you won't give an X to, even though
it's glorious. Like, yeah.
He's withholding the glorious rating.
What did I give it? I gave it a very good plus, so come on.
For the Coronado, I don't really like how the alcohol comes at me. I get the first taste, which is, like you said, was sweet. I'm kind of getting that. And then I don't really like the flavor of the alcohol that's coming after. Okay. I mean, it's okay. So I'd say it's definitely better than fair. I'd say it's good. But I'm not overjoyed by it. I was really looking forward actually to this one, and so I probably I was overexcited by it, and now I'm under excited by it. These are all excellent English words you can use pretty much at any occasion. Overexcited and underexcited. I was expecting more.
Wow, that was pretty deep. Whew.
I'm giving it a fair plus, good minus. How's that?
I like that.
Nice and wishy washy. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's good. I think it's good. I would be happy to share it with friends and finish it, as opposed to like the other one where I would be happy to share it with friends to get rid of it. This one I would be happy to share with friends because it's interesting. I don't think it's great. So there's that one. Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to crack this last one?
No.
No. Yeah. You had enough. Enough high octane for one podcast. Yeah. All right. Well, depending on how I edit this, we can give thanks to Josh Gauthier, maybe Tracy Gauthier. I think she was close enough to the mic to actually have her opinions register. Tom Gauthier definitely, because he was right on the microphone. In fact, I think he swallowed it at one point in time.
Thank you.
He'll be performing at the Cicadia Flea Market early
nice.
April.
If you'd like
to meet him,
he got a Mr. Microphone for Christmas.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah.
He's ready.
Yes, and he plays the harpsispoon.
Yeah.
So, we're very proud of Tom and Matthew Gauthier. Your favorite?
Mine is the very good plus, almost excellent. Track 424 Black Cask Imperial Stout 2024.
Ditto.
Loved it.
Ditto. I think I had it
somewhere
around very good.
Yeah.
I like the blonde stuff.
Tracy did. Tracy loved it.
He'll be here all week. Don't forget to tip your waiters. All right. So that's us.
All right.
Yeah. That's episode 73, I think. The TMILLER light.
Yes.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just too much information.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah,
thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for joining us. And thank you for joining us wherever you found us. We are available on all podcast platforms. And of course, we have the website, which has not only the best of page, which is only where excellent beers are listed. Then we also have the beer by type, just in case you are fond of one particular stout over another. And then we have a total beer list, which is well over 300 beers now. And thank you to all of the, I believe we're at 67 brewers who have participated in and helped us rate beers over the course of our, God, I think we're going into year 7. That's shocking.
Nice.
It's shocking how much money I have spent and lost doing this stupid thing. But I appreciate you for listening to these episodes and coming along with us. And we'll catch you next time.
And Bob, on the behalf of the Stout Drinking Universe, we thank you for putting all that time and effort into this. It's a just resource that none of us will be better in life without. So yes, thank you for your efforts, Bob.
It's we labor of love.
We heart you.
Indubitably. All right. Hey, thanks for listening. Catch you next time on the Stoutcast at stoutcast.com.